Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton down in Texas, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am coming to you from the porch of my little hunting cabin, stuck in the woods out behind my house. And I tell you what, I'm thankful for a good fire inside that cabin. It's kind of nippy this morning, and all that cold weather that you folks up in Nebraska and Kansas and Oklahoma have had has pushed a bunch of big old greenhead mallards down our way. I'll tell you, we've had an influx of ducks down here on the backwater ponds that I hunt not far from my house. How about the Western Swing and other things? Is everybody enjoying this good music like I am? Tell you what, my mind is on another cup of coffee back in that cabin here in just a minute. I'm about to get one. But I did want to break in here during this great music and talk about the outdoors with you just a little bit this morning like we do every Saturday. And I'll remind you that you can always go to High Plains Public Radio, hppr.org, and click on features, and you can listen to the archives of these shows that we've been doing for, gosh, 5 or 6 years now here on High Plains Public Radio. I've got a tip to share with you today that it's pretty basic, but if you don't do it and you try it one time, it's something you probably will have in your hunting pack from now on. And it's a strap for carrying game. Now, this past week, I killed a nice hog back in the woods, probably about 160 pounds, but it was too big for this old guy to drag out of the woods. But I had a solution for that. I had a homemade game strap. I've carried these things in my packs for years, and I usually keep a couple of them in there. But sometime, you know, we hunters would get an animal down. It's not convenient to get him right to a truck. I mean, you've got to get him out of the woods. Now, these straps will work for quartered up big game like hogs and deer, and they'll also work for, say, you were out bird hunting and you had a whole bunch of birds or ducks or whatever. You can use these straps to carry them out. But basically, here's what it consists of. You can use an old piece of harness leather, an old belt, anything that's wide. You're going to carry this over your shoulder, and it needs to be Your strap needs to be probably about 20 inches long, and the wider the better, but a belt will work. You know, you want something to pad your shoulder, because like this past week, I was carrying out two hams from this wild hog that weighed probably, 12, 15 pounds apiece. But what you do basically is attach some light cord. You can use parachute cord, or you can use hay string if you want to and just replace it occasionally. But onto this piece of leather or webbing that you've got, tie about 2 foot of cord to it. Now, when you just say, for instance, you kill a buck in an area that you can't get, you know, you've got a long way to try to drag him out. I like to quarter these animals up hide on. It's real easy to do. Just go ahead and remove the quarters, remove the back straps. You can do that easily with a good sharp knife. But what I'll do, I'll take the tendons on the hams. I'll slice a hole through that with my knife and just tie the string, loop the string around it on one end of this carrying sling that I make, and then I'll put a ham on the other end and then put it over my shoulder and walk out. Now, granted, like this past week, I had to make two trips. I had to go back and get the quarters and the back straps too, but that's not a problem. What is a problem is to be back, especially at night. We hunt these hogs at night, you know, but to be back in the woods, a quarter of a mile, and have you a 160-pound hog on the ground and can't get him out. This is a way that makes work a lot easier for you. Of course, I'm up in my 60s, and I have to do things the smart way in the outdoors these days, but I did this back when I was a young guy, too. Just a tip that might help you, you know, make your hunting a little bit easier. Folks, I really enjoy being with you. We're out of time for today's High Plains Outdoors. Make sure and tune in next week, and remember the website where you can hear the archives of our show. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.